That word is the everlasting Brahman. That word is the highest end. When that sacred word is known, all longings are fulfilled. It is the supreme means of salvation. It is the help supreme. When that great word is known, one is great in the heaven of Brahman. Atman, the spirit of vision, is never born and never dies. Before him there was nothing, and he is one for evermore, never born and eternal. Beyond times gone or to come, he does not die when the body dies. If the slayer thinks that he kills, and if the slain thinks that he dies, neither knows the ways of truth. The eternal in man cannot kill. The eternal in man cannot die. Concealed in the heart of all beings is the Atman, the spirit, the self. Smaller than the smallest atom, greater than the vast spaces. The man who surrenders his human will leaves sorrows behind and beholds the glory of the Atman by the grace of the Creator. Resting, he wanders afar. Sleeping, he goes everywhere. Who else but myself can know that God of joy and of sorrows? When the wise realize the omnipresent Spirit who rests invisible in the visible and permanent in the impermanent, then they go beyond sorrow. Not through much learning is the Atman reached, not through the intellect and sacred teaching. It is reached by the chosen of him because they choose him. To his chosen, the Atman reveals his glory. Not even through deep knowledge can the Atman be reached unless evil ways are abandoned. And there is rest in the senses, concentration in the mind, and peace in one's heart. Who knows in truth where he is? The majesty of his power carries away priests and warriors, and death itself is carried away. Part 3. In the secret high place of the heart there are two beings who drink the wine of life in the world of truth. Those who know Brahman, those who keep the five sacred fires, and those who light the threefold fire of Nachiketas, call them light and shade. May we light the sacred fire of Nachiketas, the bridge to cross to the other shore where there is no fear, the supreme everlasting spirit. Know the Atman as Lord of a chariot, and the body as the chariot itself. Know that reason is the charioteer, and the mind indeed is the reins. The horses, they say, are the senses, and their paths are the objects of sense. When the soul becomes one with the mind and the senses, he is called one who has joys and sorrows. He who has not right understanding and whose mind is never steady is not the ruler of his life, like a bad driver with wild horses. But he who has right understanding and whose mind is ever steady is the ruler of his life, like a good driver with well-trained horses. He who has not right understanding is careless and never pure, reaches not the end of the journey, but wanders on from death to death. But he who has understanding is careful and ever pure, reaches the end of the journey, from which he never returns. The man whose chariot is driven by reason, who watches and holds the reins of his mind, reaches the end of the journey, the supreme everlasting spirit. Beyond the senses are their objects, and beyond the objects is the mind. Beyond the mind is pure reason, and beyond reason is the spirit in man. Beyond the spirit in man is the spirit of the universe.